And Noah's comment that was printed, it said that something about the December language, it might not be relevant to this section because this is for the juvenile passage season only, but I don't know if how that this particular section 2412 is just for through November, April through November. But
yeah, yeah. I can't really speak to that comment.
Yeah. Yeah, is that issue? I was just bringing up.
Oh, gotcha. So. All right. And last but not least for the DALs, 012, delete ice and trash sluice way language. This is just regarding an old test that's been kind of was stuck there from a previous year.
Yeah.
So.
It's going.
Did we implement the findings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Noah had comments about updating the chain gate language to reflect the previous change form. Since we switched them.
Oh. Okay. I'll make that change. All right. And skipping over to John Day, the first one, 001, wicket gate test was approved back in May. The NAVLOCK dewater section is same as for the Dells and Bonneville, so it'll be same comments. And JDA 003 regarding the TSW closure when the last day of spill season falls on a non-work day, and just clarified that TSW removal. Oh, sorry, where does it say? Where is it? Both TSWs will be removed from service as late as possible on the last normal work day of the summer spill season. And NOAA requested clarifying there that the spill rate will still be provided, just distributed in a different, in the pattern without the TSW. So let's see.
So the specified spill levels will, the specified juvenile passage spill levels will be maintained. Okay.
Yeah. And that's a good point. Well, we can add that just to clarify that spill will be maintained. It's just the TSW will be closed. And the other language is just essentially clarifying which tables are which. So any comments, questions?
That's fine.
All right. Going back to the agenda, JDA 004 is the facts and criteria table, 005 is the hazing activities section, 006 is the diel graphs, so we can just skip right over all those, and then 007 is daytime spill schedule, which is just the same spill schedule table that is in the Bonneville section to clarify when the daytime spill will be provided, what the definition of daytime is.
There's one comment from us on John JDA 5 hazing activities.
Okay.
That the requirement of avian lines installed, repaired, and in good working order prior to the start of the season. Gary is requesting that be added to the language.
Did you want to add that to Dallas too? Do Dallas and John do since they both have?
Yeah, it seems like it should be pretty consistent.
And I'm sure Miro is going to have some fun with that one. I'm sure Medina's cut you a check so you can go out there and go fix this all, I'm sure.
And you have to write a coordination form. It's like going to timeout.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have any problems doing that? I mean, or...
No, the avian line should be installed.
Part of your system.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so for 14, JDA 007, the daytime spill schedule, no recommended that this be clarified, that this is just for spill outside of the normal juvenile passage season.
Join the conference.
Okay.
So...
Let me see if you have another one.
So we can add that. Proof edits. And 14 JDA 008, North Fishway Entrance Weir. Okay. It's old, outdated information. Project is proposing to remove.
So is this a new one?
These ones weren't.
Yeah, this was submitted on the 14th. Okay. Yeah, January. So yeah, this one was posted to the website probably after you guys got a chance to look at it.
The reason this is gone is because they have that new variable width entrance, so we no longer need.
So this is outdated. Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
We changed it.
That should be fine.
We changed the entrance. So.
And then there's one more John Day one after that, 009 North Ladder Auxiliary Water Supply System. I believe it's similar, old, outdated information.
Canon operate? Is this one Canon can operate? Really?
System cannon.
Oh, yeah.
The system's cannon. I didn't think I still had cannons at the project. We're fine with that. It looks like we're still missing one change form. Hmm. You know what it is? Lamprey hoist?
No, that's in the lamprey section.
All right.
It is.
Yes. Well, I mean, yeah. That's what Nathan provided. Yeah, that's in the. There's a new appendix for operations for non-listed.
I knew there was. I just thought.
You haven't read it?
No, it's not my job. I'm not Lamprey boy.
All right. So, JDA 009 approved, and that, friends, brings us to the end of Portland about an hour and a half early. So. Walla still is not around, so we'll skip to.
How are your appendix?
Let's see.
Appendix D, Lamprey.
Appendix D.
Protocols.
Look at that.
See? I said, where's the change form?
So we're going to jump to Appendix D001, which is regarding John Day Lamprey Trap Protocols. FBOM requested this information, so. This has been provided. There's an Appendix D, which is essentially just operations for lamprey and other non-listed species. And there's a section for each project. This particular change form is just for John Day. And it is a few pages long. Is there any questions or... comments or concerns or is this? I believe this is an all new section, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. And so the track changes text was edited up after the fact, but this whole section is new.
Yeah, I'll talk to Brian and our library guys and have them review it to make sure they're understand and are fine with it. Okay. I didn't see any big issues with it, but.
Okay.
People are going to do the work to actually look at it.
When will you provide that input?
We can talk to Brian at this meeting, Mark Ernst, and have him to look at it. He's pretty good about the film quickly. So.
Okay. So then we can move to Appendix D003, which is the Bonneville and the Dalles updates for the Lamprey operations. Which I'm assuming will be, you'll need time to review those as well.
Yeah,
see Gary's comments on this one?
I did not. So let's see here.
Basically, he's wanting more detail.
Okay.
Yeah, mainly like trap operation schedules, flows required, those sorts of things in there.
That's what I thought about.
And is that just for the Bonneville and Dow section? He's fine with the other two?
That's what it says.
Okay. So we can go ahead and talk about Appendix E-001. Essentially, we kind of covered that, which is Tom Lors' submission regarding Camas Washougal. And if we operate to the buy-up, it won't be in the fish operations plan. If it's a straightaway rollover, then
it will be.
It'll be stuck there. Or it could be something in between where we're able to actually update things like that. But 14 Appendix G.
Let me call John and get him down here for this.
Okay. We'll take a 10-minute break or so.
Sure.
And,
it's going to take 2 minutes to get down here.
People ready for a little 10:30? Okay, never mind. This would take a minute break.
Can I see something on there?
Sure.
Just on this. This one. When I saw it in here, so this is the one, for example. So 2013 came out, and this was the Danco house. We had the 3016. I just wanted to reiterate that is this in the updated project section, for example? Because this, for example, I saw was in here, and then I realized it wasn't on this. Because granted, this was quote approved way back.
So deleted. Oh yeah.
So there's three towers. I think the tall one in the corner, then a small one here, then a medium sized one there. So it's gonna be like parking.
No, I could just open it.
And the other one's here, so I'm having flashbacks from this whole debris.
District is going to move in. You guys already know.
So same thing.
Yeah, Portland. Not Portland.
Oh, granite. No. Little Goose though.
The Pearl. Those guys
debris,
are moving.
Debris. I thought debris in general. I could have swore I wanted to do Greg Moody a hug.
I think so.
I could have swore because I saw in here. So
yeah, you'll have RCC right next to you.
Language is the same. Whatever.
Has left the conference.
I thought that Greg got the term approval out of there, but I know he's still sitting there, and I'm just curious to get that. Because I remember,
look who's moving in now. We got to get
on this one, and I could have swore after the end of one of the meetings. There was a.
I'm trying to get him to move to Vancouver.
Yeah,
I got to use more debris.
You need to get your workstation. You need to get one of your workstations at one of the projects.
Okay, well, yeah.
Cool.
That's the plan there.
Like Tam.
There's space in my office.
She can play football in her office. It's like the size of a screen.
It's not quite really this big.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So what is it? Can you scroll down? Does the term approval still in there? Because to me, that's what gave me heartburn.
According
to special operations with RCC and fisheries and now. Okay, good. Where's the
gates and Gary's special operations? Did you get that?
Oh, Sunday,
that's
changed, right?
That's
good. The morning,
yeah, there was like kind of a It was a.
When the brief spell was coordinated and approved, I guess I thought Greg succeeded in getting this redacted. I can be wrong. Because to me, that's the one that bothers me. Is the term approval, because I feel like as far as our process would go, if what we want is coordination, that's fine. If that's what I try to advocate to Bill Hedlund and fail on, I say, Bill, is it okay? For example, project is OET 2 days. OET talks with us, we can tell, like, whatever. Frankly, I don't know if we want. But anyway, is it okay for basically, for example, at a subsequent FPOM meeting, just say on date X, between times Y and Z, did a spill and did notification that way? He said, no, he still wanted the approval in there, so I guess I could have swore.
Yeah, I don't know when that was approved.
I gave I can, I bought it out, I don't remember.
I think he was last year.
Would it be on the website? I mean, it wasn't, it's not this year.
Yeah, it would have been. So it would have been just
get the ability to go on a project and see what's going on.
Go to any state, so just go to grant and see, you know, if there's university.
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably start with one.
I was so happy to, just because it came out of his mouth. Maybe it was, must have been something different and not the very spell.
This one's an emergency debris spill. I think the key got him the approved part done for the emergency ones. But.
Yeah, see, those are all the same.
So you can just keep a little speed going.
But that's for the emergency part. I guess to me, the emergency, I'm just looking for like normal day-to-day stuff. In the spring, it builds up. I think it's a waste of time to send out that form coordination and ask for approval. I think it's reasonable to just have a post-facto notification.
I don't see that.
Okay.
I'll have to make a look around.
No, I don't. But I don't know, you think you're crazy?
I don't
think... Would you be annoyed if I brought it up when we start talking?
No, not at all. Might as well get it all done.
Messages, as far as McCary goes, I think it should be consistent with the wall-to-wall district coordinated how we handle free stuff, and I don't think it's helpful if we have similar criteria.
Yeah, no, I think Innes might as well do it now, so that, because I feel like it's always uncertain at the end of it all, like what got changed. Each year we're like frustrated with it. Let's see, where are we at?
Less time than.
So I guess the comment I would make during the meeting is to say, when people be annoyed,
probably
it's not linear, because I guess I would just say that Mary. It's crazy that the very degree language is consistent with snake stuff.
It is until you turn it off a little bit. That's what killed me.
I don't know if they have different.
That would be the.
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
what's this?
Maybe starting with
Are we ready to
I'll talk to him offline.
Well, I think we're gonna have time because honestly I don't know if we have any more we can do until Walla Walla shows up. This might be this is last thing we can discuss until Walla Walla land.
Yeah.
Which is good because I didn't go through all the transportation change forms.
So we'll start off with Appendix G001, which is changes to Appendix G regarding the new observation takes at Bonneville. And I won't keep flipping through this unless people want to go to... unless there's some specific comments. Let's see.
I think my main issue is with the picket leads sections. I think the other two were approved last year.
Yeah, that could, yeah. I may not have updated the agenda on that. The Ice Harbor one, yes, the Ice Harbor was approved already. So 3.0. So, which 3.9, is that what you said, or?
Yeah, so it was 3.9, or at least the change form I saw was 3.9. And there's changed language for fewer than four picket leads. Or have they been removed?
No, there should be that.
Yeah. It's nice if it wasn't, but I want to talk about it.
It's true.
Yeah,
right. Hmm. Well, since you don't have it in there, we don't have to talk about it.
Sweet. Like this.
Okay. Some reason it's not in here.
It basically says from 12,000 fish and greater.
Do you want to have at least type it in?
Yeah. Oh, it's, okay. So it's 003. I see. So there's a. I'd opened the wrong one. So here we go. Is this the spot?
Yep.
Okay. So it's Appendix G003 change form. And we're looking at section 3.9, and there's some comments regarding that.
So first of all, I'm not really sure the reason for the change. And then likewise, we had a three-year-long FPOM battle to iron out this criteria. So the main issue we have is with the you're not putting all four picket leads down. In both, you know, the below 70 and the above 70 criteria.
So, do you know who wrote up these criteria? This is Bond Project
yes.
Fisheries. Okay.
Because this was requested by, I believe, Gary might have started the discussion and asked for language to be drafted up to revisit the picket leads and the temperature and the numbers of fish. So that's what this was attempting to do as a starting point.
Yeah, part of the issue we had was, like, when we had that big Chinook run, those fish were piled up underneath those picket leads, and we feel that you could get a pretty representative sample without having all four picket leads down when you have that many fish. It just seems pretty clear to us. So we're like, why do we always have four picket leads down when we clearly could get enough fish and even representative in nature? So I think that's why it's interesting.
Now, says Jeff, I'd say that we tried that several years ago and showed, I thought quite conclusively, and no one ever managed to dispute my analysis, that we had a much higher percentage of jacks who dropped down fewer than four picket leads. And the number of the jacks just skyrocketed for Chinook looking at previously pit-tagged fish. So my view is, you know, it's, if we want to reduce the amount of time we have four picket leads down, that's fine, but I'd like to have it all or nothing. So implies we have a biased sample. And, you know, who knows what sort of bias, if any, there is on steelhead or sockeye. There's not enough previously contact fish. At least there weren't years ago to do it. The other thing is I did look at, I did try to start doing some analysis a few weeks ago, and I haven't finished it, trying to look at these higher densities in terms of looking at pit tag detection, which from the lower weirs up to the adult fish facility, and it didn't see anything. I still need to do some more analysis on that in terms of extended time, in terms of the time it requires to get up to the adult fish or to the counting window, although I realize it's not the best analysis because a lot of fish don't use those underwater slots. A lot of fish go over the top.
So the idea of dropping four leads for a shorter amount of time is something that we would consider and discuss. I think we might need to kick this off into another half-on discussion. I mean, we're fine with the language as written here. If there's other objections, you guys go ahead and handle that how you want.
See how you are. All right, nice work.
Ooh.
So I guess the question is, if there's not consensus among all the participants here on a change form, what is the process on that? Does it go into a timeout box and we readdress?
We could, I guess,
Tammy?
District would, well, we could send this back for, I'm not sure who came up with these criteria, but I mean, if it's, who's it up to as far as at district?
Tammy?
Well, I guess we'd have to come back maybe when Gary's here, and I know he was pretty firm about wanting to see new language, and so that's what Bonneville and Portland District attempted to do with this change form. Yeah. So if there's disagreement with the language, then it really needs to be taken up with Gary being here.
No, I...
Or unless, Trevor, you want to...
Well, I think it's something that we need to elevate to maybe a palm discussion or something like that. Okay. Talk about.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because, yeah, I mean, it would be good to at least, I mean, new criteria, and we're not going to fight that completely, but we'd like to see some of the data that shows why this criteria is better than the previous criteria and that kind of stuff. Just get an area into the discussion a little bit. So
yeah, so we'll bring whatever data sources you have and forward it to everybody so we can review it ahead of time.
Well, we want to see your data first. Yes, there are 2,000 fish
extra.
You want to
see some pictures of some severe crowding below picket leads? Because I have that.
Well, all right. Yeah, no, it'd be good. I mean, if that's what you're basing on is pictures and that kind of stuff. And then I think, I'm just going to take a look at pictures and we'll take a look at what the numbers of fish were that day and that kind of stuff and see if this makes sense. And then we can get Jeff's stuff and we put it out there and have a discussion. I think that makes the most sense, honestly.
I mean, it was to the point that the fish, when they moved, they were pushing the other fish out of the water because they were stacked so heavily on top of each other. So
yeah, no,
that's a concern. So there needs to be something done, how we address it.
Okay.
You know, let's have a discussion and come up with a good idea. That's fine.
We're going to plan on worst case scenario. God, I hate to even mention it, do a subcommittee, but we could do something along those lines if we had to.
Do you guys have data with the level of daily passage we're talking about there? Or is that data with lower passage numbers?
I just looked over the summer and it looked by week. I didn't look by date. The problem is you start doing this and you just don't get enough tag detections to really get some good numbers. But I just did a preliminary analysis. I'll do a better analysis and see what I find out if schedule a meeting here. I have a little bit of time now and finish. That's a deadline. So.
The meeting
it just
will be.
Changes were only to the higher density issues, and I don't know that we have data from those times to make it appropriate.
We've got 3 to 20. That's, is that 5 to 20 or 5 to 20? 3 to 20. That's got the 3 picket lead.
That's at the higher temperatures?
That's still 4 leads. If you're concerned with 3 leads, that's only at the highest densities. That's why I'm curious if there's any data.
Well, that still only goes down to 3,000 fish. So we've seen that on a pretty regular basis.
So you guys would rather have 4 leads for less time?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you have the 4
or more raising or lowering or something of that close?
Do
combination. Then we'll see what happens. I just know that if, based on my two pick leads causes problems. So we can try some other protocol and see what the data shows.
Yeah, I think for higher densities, I mean, if we can come up with, you know, a system that everybody can agree on for, you know, longer duration, but as long as it's 4 pick leads, that's the main issue.
Yeah, I think that's we're not likely the draft to section.
I wouldn't think we would see, you know, especially fall Chinook runs like we saw, you know, last year very often. But, I mean, we need to be ready for that. So
it's put a higher tier in there, too, with more of the 20,000. And I'm not sure how last year's numbers, I compare what 20,000 is versus what Trevor's seen, a lot more fish. You know, we need another tier in there.
Have you guys looked at the original change form with the numbers? Because if you look at that, we don't mess with A and B under temperatures less than 70. Those are exactly the same. For item C, it goes from 12 to 20,000. You have all four picket leads down for 2 hours. And then three leads down for 2 hours after that, because you only have 4 hours of sampling. And then it's greater than 20,000 fish. So we actually gave more fish in the less than 70 degrees. It's when you get to the warmer temperatures that you start seeing less, and that's where it goes from 3,000 to 20,000 fish. You'll only have three picket leads down, and that's at temperatures greater than 70.
That still needs to buy a sample during that period based on what we've seen.
So as I recall, the study that you did with the jacks, that was when we had the center picket leads in, wasn't it?
Oh, we saw it before then when we were doing the 3-inch picket leads thing too. Because we were, the year before that, we were doing 2 and 3 picket leads at higher densities.
Well, you can argue with Gary on these numbers.
So the plan is table the picket lead section of this. You're fine with a couple other sections, just the picket lead stuff. Yeah. We'll table that and have an FPOM meeting or a subcommittee meeting or something like that to go through this. Does that work for everybody? Done and done. So I guess let's get this on the agenda and figure out what data we need to provide and what stuff NOAA has, so it's all there prior to it, so people can have it and not be madly trying at the meeting to review it. That work?
That works.
Okay. So Jeff, I mean, how long do you think it's going to take? I mean, I don't know if we need to deal with this at the next FPOM, because this obviously isn't going to be an issue for a little while. Let's take a look when the agenda is kind of light. I mean, how long do you think you're going to need? Because the next FPOM is what, 3 weeks?
The 13th.
13th. Do you want the 13th or do you want the month after that?
Well, that's fine. That's fine. 13th is fine. That won't take you very long. I kind of worked a little more on the analysis I've done so far.
So tentatively planned for it on the 13th. If something comes up, we'll push it back a month?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that's it. Well, 11 o'clock lunchtime. Well, there we go.